The pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 240, The Threefold Godhead. Perhaps the most basic doctrine of Christianity is that of the threefold Godhead. Though a few denominations deny the God in three persons idea, still most believers in God accept his triune nature. Although the word Trinity does not appear in the Bible, the truth expressed by that word certainly is there. In the very beginning of the creation, described in the opening chapters of the Bible, God revealed his multiple nature. "Let us," he said, Genesis 1:26, "let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Then the next verse tells us that God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. So God is singular, and God is plural. God, of course, is eternal. He existed before anything at all had been created. The Bible informs us that three individuals had their part in the creation of the heavens and the earth. Therefore, three individuals existed before anything was created. Therefore, three individuals make up God, or the Godhead. First, of course, we're told in 1 Corinthians 8:6 of the Father of whom are all things, referring to his part in that creation. Then, in Genesis 1:2, in the account of the creation itself, we read that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Finally, Colossians 1:16 and 17 says in reference to Jesus, God's Son, that by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So God is plural, and the proper number is three. Actually, most Christians use the word God improperly, when they really mean the Father. The truth is that all three persons of the Godhead are called God, or, as the creed of one religious group very properly puts it, there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Note, these are not three gods, even though the language may seem to indicate it. They are three separate persons, all with the characteristics of God, who all together make up the one God or Godhead. The three-in-one concept is admittedly difficult to understand, but is definitely taught in the Bible. In answer to those few who would deny the three-in-one God, a few simple questions would quickly expose their error. For instance, if there is only one person in the Godhead, then who sent Jesus to earth? John 16:28. To whom did Jesus pray while on earth? John 17. To whom did Jesus deliver the kingdom? 1 Corinthians 15:24. Remember, of course, that Jesus himself claimed to be divine, in such statements as John 8:58, where he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Again, those denying the Trinity will have trouble telling us who Jesus was talking about when he said, "I and my Father are one," John 10:30. Or when he prayed in John 17:5, "Thou, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Our God is a triune God, a Trinity, and that is just one more aspect about him that makes him unique, that makes him God and not man. This God is a being to be listened to be served, not to be ignored or taken lightly. Only a fool would dare to question or resist a being that can be one and three at the same time. The wisest man in the world said, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Ecclesiastes 12:13.
You have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.